Pakistan's president today said it will take years for his country to recover from the flooding that has killed nearly 2,000 people and driven millions of others from their homes. As the relief efforts continue, some disturbing reports of discrimination against religious minorities in aid distribution have emerged. Chris Altieri reports.
Crisis talks between the Pakistani political leadership and the International Monetary Fund continued on Tuesday with little agreed on except that the catastrophe would have a major and lasting economic impact. Meanwhile, relief efforts continue amid controversy and criticism. Many victims criticize the government for a response they say was sluggish and anemic at the start, though there are signs things are somewhat improved.
The good part is that at least the international community and the governments, the civil society in Pakistan, the common people of Pakistan, they have come to realize the magnitude of devastation. And they are trying to respond to it.
Peter Jacob is the executive secretary for the Pakistani Bishops' Conference National Commission for Justice and Peace. He told us that even as the scope and gravity of the crisis have impressed themselves on Pakistani authorities and the international community, there has been discrimination against religious minorities in the distribution of emergency aid.
The country stands divided on many bases: ethnicity, language, provincial, and other differences. Even religious discrimination is also reported in flood distribution, relief distribution work.
Jacob says the government needs to make sure such incidents do not continue.
The government should take a stand and once again, you know, reiterate that this tragedy is beyond religion, and people should contribute as well as distribute relief goods free of any discrimination.
An official in the province of Sindh said that up to 600,000 people are presently in danger from rising floodwaters in the south, nearly a month into the calamity that has affected a third of the country and cast some 4 million people from their homes. President Zardari, meanwhile, has expressed concerns that Islamic militants will try to exploit the disorder, saying it is again a challenge not to let them take advantage of this human crisis. I'm Chris Altieri.